For those looking for a family-friendly New Year's Eve celebration, the city is inviting residents to celebrate at the free, kid-friendly K-Town Countdown event from 5 to 9 p.m. tonight at the Invista Center. Megan Surrett, events manager with the City of Kingston, sat down with CFRC to share more about what K-Town Countdown has in store.
For those who haven't attended in the past, what's K-Town Countdown all about?
Sure. So it's a free, kid-friendly New Year's Eve skating party. So we have disco lights and music from a DJ. So it really is a chance for families to come together and celebrate the New Year. It's from 5 to 9 p.m. And so whether you're an experienced skater or new to skating, it's a really fun event and a chance to hit the ice with your friends and family. And then we also have other activities throughout the Invista Center that evening.
Awesome. And getting into that, I was wondering if you could maybe take us a bit behind the scenes, tell us a bit about what went into planning this year, as well as some of this year's highlights.
The event has been happening at the Invista Center since 2019. Obviously, there were a couple of years where it didn't happen due to COVID, but it's been back since 2022. And it's been a really popular event with families looking to celebrate New Year's Eve during that sort of early New Year's Eve evening kind of time period from 5 to 9. So in other years, we've had lots of different activities. So this year, we wanted to really give families a chance to enjoy their time together. So we've invited a zoo to animal display where there'll be reptiles and things that people can look at while they're there and see some interesting creatures. It's not a touch display, but it's just visual display. So that's available. We'll have face painting, which is always really popular, just to, again, add some celebration. And kids love having their faces painted. So that'll be great. And then another thing that is returning this year is costumed characters. So there'll be people in costumes and characters dressed up so you can take pictures and photos that will be in the concourse of the Invista Center. And so we invite families to come and take some photos and share those memories.
Awesome. And you guys also have that sensory friendly skate. I was wondering if you could share a bit about that.
Sure. The sensory-friendly skate is from 4 to 5 p.m. And so we invite people who may be interested in having a calmer environment to come during that time before the event officially kicks off. So from 4 to 5 p.m., we'll have dim lights, no music. We'll have skate supports and skating aids available, as well as on-site mats. So it's really a chance for people to come and experience the skating party without all of the extra bells and whistles of the party in case they're new to skating or if they have some sensory issues and they just want to have a calmer environment. So everyone's welcome to attend that part if they wish.
Awesome. And what are you personally looking forward to most for this event?
I'm looking forward to the lights and the, you know, I think in the winter, it's wonderful to be able to do something together as a family and bring people together of all ages. And I think having the lights and the music, it's a really fun environment and it's very celebratory and all ages friendly. And it's wonderful to be able to bring people together and have a little added, you know, added jazz to the evening, with the lights and music. So that'll be really fun.
Awesome. And where can folks learn more and attend?
Sure. So they can go to cityofkingston.ca and it's /feature events. And they can find out more information there. And just want to add too that this event is totally free. So everyone is welcome to attend and check it out for free.
Once again, that was Megan Surrett, events manager with the City of Kingston on the city's New Year's Eve celebrations. Jack's Pro Shop will be open for skate rentals for a fee during the event and complimentary during the sensory-friendly skate hour. Haymaker's Canteen will also be open throughout the evening. For more ways to ring in the new year in Kingston, be sure to visit CFRC's events calendar at cfrc.ca. For CFRC News, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative, this has been Christina Laurie.